Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Blue Collar BS podcast. I am your co-host Brad, along with the ever popular, so often wonderful Michiganander dude from Clarkston,
Steve.
There you go.
Hey,
there you go, sir.
I figure out where you're running with this one.
It's like, okay. All right, let's go. Hey, it's 4th of July. This episode is releasing on July 4th, 2025.
Yep.
And we've been struggling what we should do on this show. Should we turn it into something special? Should we just turn it into whatever? And I guess we're just going to keep this pretty lighthearted because it's 4th of July, right? It's a holiday and everybody should be out celebrating. You should be listening to this show while smoking your meats, putting things in the barbecue,
getting on the meat sweats,
eating all the licorice and cotton candy at the parades, all the things. So what is a 4th of July in Clarkston like in Steve Doyle's life?
Ooh, 4th of July. Well, we do have the parade. So we do have a nice local parade that everybody goes to. And there is a sheer abundance of candy that is hurled at the onlookers.
Candy hurled.
I mean, there are some nice people. They do place, you know, the hard candies down in little kids' hands. But then, you know, there are those that cater to the adults and they just start chucking candy at people. And it's quite great. So we do have the parade.
Is it crappy candy or is it good candy? I mean, is it like, dollar store? We're going to get 40 pounds for a $3 type candy or what?
Some is, some not. Most stuff is like, you got Jolly Ranchers, Dum Dums.
Dum Dums.
There are ice cream trucks that are in the parade and they're passing out ice cream. Like push pops and things like that. So you kind of get a mix of everything, and there's usually a flyover that happens. So sometimes it's the warthogs that'll fly over. It's a bomber that flies over. So it's pretty cool. They do it as a training run. So we know it's a training run. It's a training exercise for the military, and it's one of the straightest roads, goes on for several, it's good 100-mile long road that they can just fly straight down, and you hit a bunch of towns along the way as they're doing their flight. So,
has there ever been a battle of parades at the village lines on road?
No, there can't. There,
you should probably bring that up. You guys should do that. You should have cross parades.
There's enough cops back there. Like, no, there's so many cops there. They block traffic off. I mean, it's great. It's good for the families, but do not try to come through that area at all. Like with the construction we have now on 75, like it's just going to be a hoot trying to move 2 feet, like going from one side of the town to the other. Typically, it's 5 miles, but it might take you 25 minutes. Now it's 45 minutes because of all the construction. Nice. Yeah, it's great.
Good for you.
But then, after the parade, you got your barbecues, everybody's sitting out on the lake doing the lake stuff. And then you've got your fireworks. So you've pick your poison of where you're getting fireworks from, because fireworks are not just the day of. It's pretty much, because it's going to be on the Friday, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Detroit has the Mutual Fireworks with Windsor a little earlier. So that's usually during the week, the week before. So that'll be, that's pretty nice. So yeah, that's kind of what a typical day is. You kind of ease right into it, maybe spend a little time at the beach, and then you've followed up with fireworks.
Okay. And since you live in the middle of nowhere, middle of nowhere, Detroit, Clarkston area, are your neighbors doing a lot of stupid shit and firing off their own stuff and all night long and that type of stuff?
Not all night long.
Into the woods and let's hope for the best?
No, we don't do it all night long, but yeah, do we do stupid stuff? Yes, we do.
So do you use the dirt road as your your launching partner, or
no? There's too many trees. No, there's too many trees. That we most of us all have some clearing if we're doing stuff like this where we can launch without hitting trees. So, but we do buy mortars.
Great,
we do, and they're amazing. My wife,
until the dogs go crazy, and
the dog. Well, this would be the first year the dog would hear it, because we did get a dog a little earlier this year. But yeah, this would be the first time the dog would hear that. So probably be a little more conscious that I did fire off all my mortars last year that I had hidden.
Hidden mortars.
I did have hidden mortars.
I
did have hidden mortars. And every now and then I would pull one out. My wife was like, "What are you doing?" And then I'd run, and they'd all start laughing as I'm running away. And then it would go, you just hear the chest thump.
Right.
You know, but it was deep. And you're like, oh, yeah. And you just see it keep going and going and going. And all of a sudden it's just like the spray, it covers everything, your house, everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really amazing when everybody else's shit falls in my pool. I love
it. Well, that part is not so fun. My wife's like, "What is all this stuff?" And I was like, "It's all the packing."
All the stuff that fell from the sky. Well, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What goes up does come down.
It does.
Gravity is an all-time winner.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. You know, and she goes and buys these little, like what she thinks are fireworks. And I'm like, this doesn't even get off the sidewalk.
The little spinners.
Like, it doesn't even, I'm like, what did you, bought smoke bombs? Great. Let's go throw those in the woodchuck holes.
We used to go buy smoke bombs when I was growing up. Our hardware store that was in the area, they'd have them, and we'd go buy them after we got our 5 cents a piece or whatever. We would take them up. We lived by an overpass, the freeway, and then overpass, and then bridge where all the cars were to go to get underneath. And we'd hang up on top, and we'd all get in the line, and we'd get like everybody ready to go to time it out from the stop sign for the smoke bombs to light, to let them roll down the hill, to go into the middle of the streets, and cars would be coming by. And there's all this five or six smoke bombs going off as cars are trying to come through the underneath the bridge. Go, what's going on? And we just sit there and laugh.
Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Correct. Yeah,
those are the days, right?
Yeah, and they were 10-15 cents, no big deal.
Yeah, did you ever think about getting everybody back together to go do it again?
No.
Oh, no. Come on.
Some are dead. Some of those kids are dead. Well, that'll be tough. A couple live in the area, but I think we're past our climbing up to hang out underneath the bridge days.
You know, maybe one last time.
Yeah, no, I think we're good.
Maybe one. So what's it look? What's 4th of July look like for you?
So it has, the last, decade or so, it is a party. It's not our party. It's my brother-in-law's party at our house. So we used to go to a park here in, on 4th of July and had a lake and different things. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they were older, and my father-in-law would sit there and have heat strokes. He wouldn't drink water and all this other stuff. And it's like, after we put the pool in 2008, like, why are we going to this lake to take all this stuff, sit in the sand, deal with all these other people, all these things? Why are we doing this? Why don't we just have it at our, right? Well, and everyone just brings the same things, but they just don't bring them to the park. They just bring it all to our house, and we have 40-50 people floating around our house, sitting in the pool, doing whatever. I've been doing that for the last, 2008, so that'll be 15 years or so now. Growing up, I grew up by State Fair Park, so we could see fireworks from our backyard in like 6 or 7 different communities. So
oh, nice.
We would get, dad would right, put stuff on the Weber, get our sausages, peppers, onions, whatever, and then we'd hang around and have sparkler fights.
Did you launch bottle rockets at each other?
No, we were in the city. No, we did not. Well, my parents would buy sparklers because they just weren't those parents. But they would we'd have sparkler fights and throw sparks, throw the hot rods at each other, and it's like, okay, great. And but you could see fireworks from like five or six different communities from my mom and dad's house when we were growing up. So we wouldn't necessarily go anywhere because we'd just sit there and watch in the backyard.
Nice.
But yeah, it's and this year there's party 2.0 because some friends are saying, hey, why don't we use your pool on the 5th? Okay, cool. So I get to do back-to-back duties
At
the house. So this year,
man,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that actually does sound like fun.
But the, my mother-in-law, she makes American potato salad. Gross.
All right. Time out. Let's talk about this. Potato salad, because,
I'm a German potato salad guy, 100%.
You're a what kind of potato salad guy?
German potato salad, 100%.
German potato salad. All right. So let's break it down. American potato salad. What's in your American potato salad?
It's yuck. It's all mayonnaise and just gross and hard-boiled eggs that are just like, disgusting. No, thank you. Paprika.
All right. So you got mayonnaise. You got mayonnaise. You got hard-boiled eggs. You got potatoes. What else you got in yours?
There's paprika usually. It's just gross. It's just terrible.
All right. So give me some.
Taste of it. It's terrible. I like the potatoes aren't right. I like the sliced potatoes. I like the bitterness of the German sauce. I love the bacon that goes into the German potato salad.
All right.
No bueno on me. So what's the meat of choice for 4th of July cookout?
Meat of choice is steak.
Are you serious? Like, what are we talking? Like ribeyes? Are we talking round steak? What are we talking here?
No, it doesn't really matter. It's just steak, grilled steak.
Well, it does matter. Steak does matter.
Not really. I mean, the cut of steak. Well, I mean, it does, but it doesn't. It's all in how you cook it and prepare it. So it doesn't affect. What I'm going to like, okay, we went and got steak. Okay. What'd you get? You get a New York strip? Did you get a ribeye? Did you get a T-bone? Like, what did you get? I just got this steak. All right. What do you want me to do with it? I want you to cook it. All right. I want you to cook it. Okay.
It's like saying I just got peanut butter. Well, what kind of peanut butter?
Right. Did you get Skippy? Did you get Jif? Did you get crunchy, smooth? Like, what'd you get?
It's just peanut butter. Is it all natural?
No. Well, I mean, peanut butter in our house is Jif. Like, say I need peanut butter, you meant you need Jif. That's it. But yeah, no, it's literally could be any kind of steak.
You just go to the butcher or what? You just go to the store and it's just a rack of steak? I mean, what's the cut? I mean, you can't buy steak.
Yeah, you can. You go to Costco, you get steak. I'm not the one usually buying it.
Oh my God. Just steak. Okay.
You get steak. No, we don't do... don't do a lot of hot dogs. They're not, nobody here is a hot dog fan. Brats, we could throw down some brats too.
Brand? So brand of choice?
No brand. No. It's basically, it just has to meet the basic criteria that it has to be low FODMAP for food allergies. So no garlic, no onions in it.
Oh, so.
In the spices. So it's got to be.
So bland.
No, I mean, it can have pepper and cheese and stuff like that in it, but, it can't have, there definitely cannot be any garlic or onions. So that's the fun part as you get older, all the food allergies.
That's a hard one because a lot of that'll have garlic and onion powder in it.
So that's why it's like brand. I'm not a brand person, right? Costco has a good, their generic Kirkland brand, good brats.
Doesn't have onion and garlic in it?
Yep.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
See, because we got lots. I mean, we not only do we get cheese curds and beer, we have sausages all over the place here in Wisconsin, right? Clements, Usinger's, Johnsonville, yep. Lots of different brand names around here that are just every, some of the local grocers, they do their own as well. And the Piggly Wigglies and the Sendix of the world. It's like, okay. So lots of different flavors, lots of different things.
Yeah, you get the standard around here would be Kogel brand. He's down here. So that's, you know, they're good, but I'm not big into the hot dog and bologna scene. So not my thing.
Okay. But, well, so many places that could go before
anyone. Not my thing. I mean, some that are open.
All right. What's the candy or snack of choice throughout the day? Hey, it's sitting on the picnic table and nothing. There's every time you walk by, you just got to go.
Usually it's watermelon. That's it. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-mm. There's not a whole lot of, we don't do a whole lot of candy here.
Like vodka up or just no, plain just, old vodka?
I mean, the trend that we're dealing with right now is actually taking packets of Kool-Aid mix and you cut up your watermelon and you pour just the packet of Kool-Aid mix on it and it tastes, you get the sourness. Of the, but it tastes delicious. It tastes delicious.
What was the candy that had the stick, the dipping stick?
Oh, Fun Dip.
Yes. So you're making watermelon Fun Dip essentially.
Pretty much. But you sprinkle the, you pour like a package on a container. You shake up the container to get it fully mixed. Yeah. That's lights out. That's like
pouring Kool-Aid on watermelon.
Yeah, try it. Mm-hmm. Fruit punch. That's solid.
Never would have thought about that, ever.
Yeah, I mean, you could even do some tajin on it, but that's a little, I didn't care for the tajin on it.
No, because that should go with your tequila sours, or tequila soda, I should say, not tequila sour.
That should just go with your tequila.
Your ranch and water. Lime. Right, your tajin and your ranch water.
Tequila that's and lime, yep, all day. Let's go. Me and Uncle Don are here for the party.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Me and Uncle Don, we're here for the party. So
okay, Jose. Slow the roll, Jose.
No way, Jose. We no way, Dad. No way on the Jose.
So watermelon, so no snack, no candy, no none of that stuff from the family gathering.
Nope. We don't do candy. Now, if you go to my mom's house, there's tons of candy, but the Skittles, the peanut M&Ms.
So what's the thing that you can't pass up?
The thing I can't pass up? Sour Patch Kids, I'm done. If they're out, I'm done. And peanut M&Ms, I'm done. Those are the two things. What are yours?
I love licorice.
Black or red? So
red.
Oh,
black
no, is no, the thanks. Bomb. That is yes nope. All day.
That is like Jägermeister all over again.
Yes, no, exactly.
No, not at all.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Red licorice all day long. No. Especially like the small one that you can do the peel off the little strings with them.
Okay.
The peeled licorice. Yep. That is that I will gorge myself on. Quite often throughout the 4th of July weekend there. That's one. For whatever reason, my sister-in-law, she'll bring in Fritos and then the Frito-Lay cheese dip in the can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's nachos are my vice. Like chips and salsa are my biggest vice. I could eat chips and salsa like for dinner. Probably every day of the week if I wanted to, you know, chips and cheese or nachos or something. But that is just one of those, okay, go buy dip, here you go. And combine that with the licorice and people are like, oh, that's gross. No, don't knock until you try it.
Oh, wait, well, time out. Are you saying
they don't go together?
Okay, but you eat them, I was like, wait,
not together.
We need a clarification there. Like
they're separately, right? Like, hey, here's a little cheesy and sauce, and then you follow it up with a little sweetness from the licorice. Like, okay, great. Now I will say that come dinner time or whatever, you might have a little stomach going.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm hungry right now.
But you know, as long as you have little Uncle Don, you're all good.
All right, what is the the game of choice throughout the day? And are you playing official rules or are you playing tailgate rules?
Depends on who we play with.
This is your story. It can be whatever you'd like.
Well, it just depends. I mean, it depends on who you're playing with. If you're playing with the kids, you're just tossing bags.
Yeah.
But if you're playing with brothers, if you're playing with brothers, yeah. You're playing official rules and they're going down.
Still 27 feet and away we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Do you actually get out there and make the boxes and mark them up and paint them up for the day?
I already have boxes I've already made.
No. The court, the field.
Do you mark the field? No. You just throw them out, you measure, you're done.
But you need the 4 feet either way, left to right as well. Okay.
Too many rules.
Too many rules.
I don't need that bureaucracy.
And are you a bounce on good or bounce on no good?
However gets on. Bounce on is fine.
Okay.
Not many people score points bouncing on, but I mean, by all means, if that's what you want, if that's how you're going to score a point, go ahead, because we're airmailing these suckers. So
you're airmailing, okay. All righty.
So what's your game of choice?
So we will have cornhole will be here. I've got two sets of boards. Problem is I got a sloped yard a little bit, so if it's windy, got a little slope here and there across that 27 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. So we'll have cornhole. We will have toss the football around. Sometimes, depending on how old the kids are and which kids show up, there might be a little game of pickle going on.
Okay.
With the baseball and baseball gloves and stuff and doing some of that. But growing up, though, at my grandparents' house, that was horseshoes. That was always the fun thing. And then at my parents' house, because so that whole day in between when we're at 4th of July, in between the sidewalk and the street, you had the grass that was there, and we would actually have jarts. We would play jarts. So it was
official old school jarts with the metal tip. Official
old school blue red tip, yellow circle. We'd actually take the sprinkling can, get it wet so that the jart would stick, because a lot of times in the middle of summer it was way too hard, way too firm, so the jarts would just bounce. But yes, we would play jarts all the time, and it's like, and guess what? No one died.
No one tried catching it.
Oh yeah, we would catch. The other thing we would do too is we would play frisbee out in the road too. So that was a lot of fun too. We would just do really stupid shit with frisbee and see how far we could skip and bounce and curve and turn. And then we had a basketball hoop up in the alleyway too. So that would get a lot of use growing up.
Yep. Cool.
So yeah.
Nice.
So yeah. You know, it's 4th of July. It's coming up on that, next year. What is this? 249 this year? Is that correct?
249. Yeah.
Anniversary USA 249.
Oh,
because next year's 250.
Yeah, would be.
All right, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I will now.
Yeah, we will begin our 250th year of independence, and let's hope we can keep it that way.
Right. Yeah,
and let's just hope we can keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, sir. You have a great 4th of July.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Enjoy. And we will talk to you soon, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.